This is the Dominica News Online News in Review for the week March 12th to the 17th. I'm your reader, Nicole Georges Bennett. In this week's headlines, the government of Dominica has hired a U.S.-based firm for strategic communication and media relations consulting work, according to documents obtained by Dominica News Online. The government has not made public its agreement with Mercury Public Affairs LLC based in New York. However, according to the documents, which the firm must file under U.S. law, the agreement became effective as of February 5th until April 30th, 2017, and will continue on a month-to-month basis afterwards. The document stated that the client, the Commonwealth of Dominica, will make an initial payment of US$35,000, which includes US$5,000 advance payment for travel expenses upon execution of the agreement. The documents further state that Mercury Public Affairs is providing strategic communication and media relations consulting to the Commonwealth of Dominica. Bus driver Edison Curt Pemberton was on March 17th sentenced to 4 years and 7 months in jail for the November 2015 brutal cutlass attack on his then-girlfriend Bianca Blanchard. The incident took place at her workplace in Roseau. Pemberton pleaded guilty to the charge of grievous bodily harm with intent in January 2017. Justice Victoria Charles Clark then ordered a social inquiry report on Pemberton. That report painted him as a peaceful person and that the incident was out of character. However, Justice Charles Clark said the aggravating aspects of the case were that the attack was premeditated, it was a case of domestic violence, a cutlass was used, and that Blanchard continues to experience trauma, while Pemberton was unwilling to accept full responsibilities for his action, blaming it on supernatural forces. In other news, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has announced that he plans to visit a number of countries around the world to reassure potential stakeholders of the Citizenship by Investment CBI program because of what he said is criticism of the program by the opposition United Workers Party, the UWP. The Prime Minister made the announcement while addressing a town hall meeting in Roseau earlier this week. He said, "As you know, bad news travels farther than good news, and we now have to spend monies to do damage control that Lennox Linton and the Workers' Party have caused." He added that he would embark on a number of visits across the world to meet and reassure the stakeholders who are involved in the CBI program. Skerrett said there is a calculated attack on the CBI program by the UWP leadership, financed by people outside of Dominica who are seeking to destroy the country and the program. He said that the UWP campaign will have a negative impact on the revenue coming from the CBI program. Meanwhile, the UWP has said that it supports the island CBI program, but is concerned that there is a lack of transparency and accountability. The Dominica Public Service Union, the DPSU, has challenged government to find the money for a salary increase for public servants, as it will not accept a wage freeze for the 2015-2018 triennium. Addressing a solidarity rally of the union on Thursday afternoon, General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Leyton, said protest action is not being ruled out if demands were not met. He said it is an insult to the union that for 3 years it was never consulted by the government on salary increases. He added, "We are saying that enough is enough. We are never consulted. There's absolutely no dialogue with us. And when we get to the negotiating table, you are told you are giving us a wage freeze." Leyton noted that a wage freeze is out of the question, and he said government must find the money. The DPSU is not ruling out protest action. Managing Director of Hummingbird Air, Sam Raphael, has said significant factors such as the rise in airport fees, among others, have caused the St. Croix-based airline to suspend its services. Presently, the company is in negotiation with a new management group to take over equity management team, and the airline services will be suspended as of April 1st. Raphael told Dominica News Online that of the factors causing the airline suspension of service, the major contributing factor is the airport fees in the U.S. Virgin Islands that were raised dramatically last month. Another contributing factor is that he is not able to allocate sufficient time towards the day-to-day running of the airline since he is presently occupied with the reconstruction of the Jungle Bay Resort. The resort was destroyed by Tropical Storm Erica and is currently being rebuilt in the Sufria area. St. Lucian poet and playwright and Caribbean literary giant Sir Derek Walcott has died. He passed away at his home on Friday morning, according to St. Lucian News Online, at the age of 87. His achievements include winner of the 1992 Nobel Prize in Literature, professor of poetry at the University of Essex from 2010 to 2013, the Obie Award for the 1971 play Dream on Monkey Mountain, the MacArthur Foundation Genius Award, Royal Society of Literature Award, the Queen's Medal of Poetry, the inaugural OCM Bocas Prize for Caribbean Literature, the T.S. Eliot Prize for his book of poetry, and the Griffin Trust for Excellence in Poetry Lifetime Recognition Award in 2015. His poem Omeros of 1990 is viewed as Walcott's major achievement. And those were the stories making the headlines this week. More details can be found on dominicanewsonline.com. Our music theme was provided by Ithaca Audio Limited. I'm Nicole Georges-Bennett. Thank you for listening.